A live look at the baseball grounds of Jacksonville across the street from Everbank Field. The Suns and the Tennessee Smokies. And this is Jaguars.com Live, presented by Everbank. Welcome in, J.P. Shattuck with Jaguars.com, senior writer John Osier. Special guest today, Ryan Davis, coming up live at the baseball grounds. He'll throw out the ceremonial first pitch, and we'll show that to you live. He'll come join us on set right after. And, of course, this is the dead zone of the NFL offseason. Not a lot happening across the street, but a lot happening here at the ballpark today. So we decided, John, to come partake in a little baseball.
And is it, what, it's like slip and slide day or wet and wild day? Or what is, you're the baseball guy.
Splash day,
splash
they say.
Day, okay.
So water guns and slides for all the kids, camp kids here today.
So I came ready.
I think you are ready.
So I'm ready to get wet.
For the kids and John Osier today. So plenty to get to today. We'll talk a lot of football with Ryan Davis coming up. We're here. Baseball grounds in Jacksonville opened in, what, 2003, I suppose?
And you couldn't be more at home, right? I mean, this is your world.
Well, my home's over there now, but I was here for a while. Sure.
5 years, right?
Yeah, 5 years.
So, yeah. This is old home week for J.P. Shattuck.
We take a look at some of the notable Suns and their history. You go back to their AAA days in the 60s when they were a Mets affiliate. Tug McGraw, Nolan Ryan came through, and then the AA franchise started in 1970. A handful of really great players, including Alex Rodriguez for a short time. Randy Johnson was a Jack Spo, and he's in the Hall of Fame now. And more recently, Clayton Kershaw, Giancarlo Stanton were Suns, too. So a lot of talent has come through Jacksonville right across the street.
And I think I went to my first Suns game in probably 1974 in old Wilson Park. So, yeah, the Suns have been here for a long time. Great thing.
We'll show the first pitch for Ryan Davis live as it happens. A couple of Jaguars have thrown ceremonial first balls this year. Blake Bortles on opening night with Mayor Lenny Curry. And then Malik Jackson, not too long ago, about a month and a half ago, threw out a first pitch. It bounced, though, unfortunately.
That was Blake's pitch. I imagine it was
pretty strike.
Good. Yeah. I mean, he used to pitch in high school, right?
Right.
Is that
he,
it?
Yeah. He did.
So
yeah.
You would think, how would yours be?
I have no idea, I'll be honest with you. There's a reason I was in the broadcast booth and
not out
here.
I'm never going to put myself in that situation.
No.
Although I'm not really immune to public humiliation. So.
You're a better athlete than people give you credit for.
No, I'm not. I'm worse.
So we'll see what Ryan Davis has in store today coming up. The other notable news for the Jaguars, yesterday they announced training camp dates just outside of Everbank Field that are open to the public. More than 10 open to the public this year. You're looking at them on your screen right now. You have to register at jaguars.com/training camp practices. But if you register for those, it's only for the practices outside. The scrimmage at Everbank Field and the two practices against the Buccaneers are a separate registration, and those are coming soon. It's always cool to have open training camp practices. Every team has some.
Right.
This is a good amount this year.
Well, I guess it's 11, which you said more than 10, so 11 is that. It's interesting. The scrimmage, I guess, is Friday night this year, which is a little bit of a shift. But, yeah, the open practices, there are two open during minicamp. But aside from that, with the rookie minicamp not being open this year, these 10 or 11 practices are the best chance for fans to get up close before the season actually starts. So I anticipate that this will be a lot of energy in this. They're looking forward to seeing Miles Jack, Jalen Ramsey. It'll be fans' first chance to see Jalen Ramsey. So it'll be hot, but I expect it to be crowded. And it's always fun. We always have a good time with that.
Yeah, it'll start around 10 o'clock, end around 12:20 each day, but that could change, of course, with the schedule for the Jaguars during training camp. Let's go out to the field now. Ryan Davis is down on the warning track. He's loose. He's got cameras all around him. And we'll show you the first pitch live as it happens here on Jaguars.com. I know he's a basketball star in high school.
Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. It'll be interesting to see how he handles this. There's a lot of pressure in this situation. A lot of things he's not used to. So we'll see if he bounces it like Malik. I guess Malik was complaining, what, that he had no warm-up? Was that an issue?
Yeah.
Okay, well.
But sometimes you just got to show and go.
You got to play the hands that are dealt you.
That's right. Throw another cliche out. It is Kids Day here at the baseball grounds of Jacksonville. Thousands of camp kids out in the bleachers in right field. They're getting baked today in the sun, about 90 degrees, high of 93.
Yeah, I'm glad I'm here and not there.
I agree with that.
Yeah,
yes, so we're in the nice shade of the concourse
here.
It's
hot out here.
First pitch today at 12:05. We'll have Ryan Davis up here with us on Jaguars.com Live when it comes up. Big offseason for Ryan, too. Position change. He's moved to linebacker. We'll ask him a good bit about that.
Well, that's an interesting change, JP, because he's been, historically, since he's been here, a speed Leo edge rusher, but even more toward playing the interior to get the matchup with a supposedly slower, less athletic player and taking advantage of his athleticism. And to me, the move to the outside, to the auto, is sort of going a different direction where he's got to play more of a run role, more of a strong side role. I talked to him earlier this offseason. He's not overly worried about it. He thinks his athleticism works there. It's different holding the edge on the outside linebacker than it is the Leo spot. So he's very confident, and the feeling within the building is that it's a move that really could benefit him. So I'm interested to hear his thoughts on it.
Yeah, no doubt about that. We'll head down toward the field here in a moment and watch him throw out the first ball. His role here is pretty unique because he came in as an undrafted player in a different regime, by the way. Remember that. And then worked his way into a role on this roster as a pass rusher.
Right.
And as the years went on, he moved inside, like you said, against interior linemen, and now moving to linebacker. So he's morphed his career a few times here.
It's rare, and it's a testament to him, to have an undrafted guy who the team doesn't really have any equity in. If you're going to come in that way, make it through regime change, you have to earn it. He came in with Joe Cullen, signed by Gene Smith, and that's a completely different regime, and they're asking him to do different things. So he had to endear himself to Todd Wash, to Dave Caldwell, to a group that didn't really know him. That doesn't happen as often, and it certainly didn't happen in this, because this was a regime change that was a complete whitewash of the past.
Yes.
So, again, it shows his approach, it shows his mentality, and it shows his ability to be a productive player. Let's hope that the auto switch works for him, because I think that'll have to work for him to stick around and be on this roster. But it certainly seems like a spot playing the auto and then having the ability to go play the Leo if it's needed as a backup. That diversity plus his special teams ability, I think, will bode well. I think he makes the roster, and I think he plays more of a role than he did last year.
We're at the baseball grounds of Jacksonville on Jaguars.com Live, presented by EverBank. J.P. Shadrick with John Osier, the managers for the Smokies and the Suns, exchanging lineup cards with the Southern League umpiring crew, wearing the light blues today on a warm Wednesday afternoon. They're going over the ground rules. It is game one of a series, so they go over the ground rules the first time, so a little bit longer
world.
Today.
You explain to me what's going on now.
And then Ryan Davis standing off to the third base side. He'll throw out the ceremonial first ball, and we'll be on our way.
At this point, when you were broadcasting, were you on the air at this point, or were you in commercial break, or
what
were you doing?
We were on
right
now.
So you're just describing the action at this point.
Yeah, going through the lineup on my own. As they exchange the lineup cards, we go over them right now.
I got you. So you're telling little anecdotes about people and just getting the fans involved at this point.
That's what happens, John.
Okay, good deal.
In a pregame broadcast.
I like that. I like that.
That's what happens on Jaguars pregame broadcasts, too, these days. A side note, speaking of pregame, the studio renovation has begun at EverBank Field for Jaguars.com.
So it's wrecked over there now.
So everything has been pulled out.
Wow.
And in 2 or 3, 4 weeks, we'll have a brand new set for Jaguars.com Live for all the pregame and postgame radio shows. They'll be streamed on the website as well. I don't know if I broke some news there or not, but that'll be coming up too.
Yeah, the plan is, I guess, to stream most of the stuff that's on the radio onto the website, which we've never had a chance to do before. So I think it's safe to say, without giving away too much, that the Jaguars.com Live and the broadcasting on the website will be significantly more and more entertaining next year than it has been. Here comes Ryan Davis now.
Let's take a look at the pitcher's mound, and here comes Ryan Davis, Jaguars defensive end and linebacker. Well, then.
Wow. Here we go, Jaguars.
Okay, we'll have something to talk about with Ryan coming up. It's a strike if they'd have swung at it.
Now, compare that to Malik.
Well, at least he got it past the plate. I'll give him that.
Oh, really? Malik bounced that
back. Oh, it was about 6 feet out in front of home plate. And he wasn't even on the mound.
It was Kent Tekulveish then.
Yeah.
little bouncer in the dirt? Okay.
That's right. All right. See if they'll chase. So that'll be interesting to see what Ryan has to say. He's upset. You can tell.
I like that Ryan went with the high. That was almost the lob. Remember the lob Dave LaRouche would throw the lob about 20 feet? That had that element of it.
I think it had,
that was one of those rare pitches with hang time.
Introducing the Suns starting lineup onto the field. We'll pause for the national anthem.
Absolutely.
And then Ryan Davis will join us here on Jaguars.com Live, presented by Everbank. National anthem at the baseball grounds of Jacksonville, and that's a nice segue to the U.S. men's soccer team coming to Everbank Field September 6th. Trinidad and Tobago will be the victim in the World Cup qualifier. Tickets on sale now through Ticketmaster. Come see the U.S. men's soccer team at Everbank Field. Jaguars.com Live presented by Everbank, J.P. Shadrick, John Osier, and Ryan Davis. What's up?
I see you got the ball.
Yeah. I didn't. The pitch didn't exactly go
well,
to plan, but I
JT
got the plan.
JT broadcast baseball for most of his career, so I'll let you and him talk about the pitch. What do you think, JP?
Well, you were trying to get a guy to swing, right? That's what it was.
Exactly what it was. You know, I was trying to give him the swing, and good for me he didn't swing, so, you know, just my luck.
Well, I've got to tell you, Malik Jackson threw a first pitch a couple months ago, and I don't know if you know where it landed. I don't know if you saw the video of it.
I heard it was horrible, though.
It was not great.
Did I do better than Malik?
Yes.
I did better than somebody.
Yeah, you
got
it past the plate. And he wasn't even on the top of it. He went on the rubber.
Oh, so he wasn't even
He was in front of the mound.
See, he might be too strong. He might have been hitting the, you know, the weight room right
He short-armed it, is what he did.
He alligator-armed it.
That's right.
But you said Blake was fine.
Blake was a strike right down the middle. Shocking.
As expected,
yes. So you grew up a basketball guy in Tampa, though.
Yeah.
You played a lot of You didn't play much baseball, or did you?
I played Little League baseball growing up. I pretty much did it all when I was a kid. I played a little baseball, basketball, football, a little soccer, but, you know, a little bit of everything.
Favorite sport growing up?
Basketball was my favorite sport, yeah.
But I played. I say that.
Yeah. You know, I played football my whole life, so, you know, it was kind of hand-in-hand.
When did you know football was your thing?
Really, when I got – really – Well, I mean, in Little League, I was pretty good.
Okay.
But I think when I got to college and realized my potential a little bit, right, and the coach realized it also, definitely put me in a position to make some plays. And, you know, I was able to go out there. I think that's when I realized I really had a shot and I could really play the game.
Because you were a receiver, right, to start off?
Yeah.
And then changed the defensive line, and the rest is history.
Exactly. So I probably wouldn't have been a fast receiver at all by any standards, but I think I would have been coach said, you know, you're not a fast receiver, but you're a fast D lineman. So that made sense to me.
Off-season is here now, the true off-season, the dead zone. So what's your daily routine right now? What are you doing?
Really, I go up to the stadium, work out. I get it in with Milo and Sid and the crew, run on the field. And after that, you know, I'm pretty much home. If I don't take a nap, me and my fiance going to the movies or something, or, you know, looking at baby stuff, you know, she's 6 months pregnant, so we're looking at baby stuff or something like that. So that's pretty much, you know, what I'm up to on a regular day.
Awesome. How important, you know, because we lose track of you guys for about 5 weeks. How important is it these next 5 weeks in terms of your conditioning to come back and, I guess, hold on to what you've done the last 2 or 3 months?
That's very,
it's pretty key, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very important. That's my whole thought process going into it. Don't lose a step.
Right.
You know, going to training camp, especially with me switching positions, I definitely want to, you know, gain a step and want to be on top of my game in the best shape ever. You know, especially doing a position switch, we have to think more on the go,
right,
and, you know, it's not so much reacting like I would a D lineman. So, you know, I think it's very important for me to stay in shape, and so far I think I'm on top of that so far.
I've talked to you before, but most fans haven't heard you talk about the position switch.
Mm-hmm.
When they first approached you and said, okay, no more Leo, you're going to be the auto or the lotto or the slotto, whatever it is, what was your reaction?
I mean, I was happy. You know, me and Wash, Coach Wash, the D coordinator, had this talk last season before the season started. And he told me, you're more of a, you know, a linebacker, 3-4 outside linebacker. But because I can, you know, rush the passer, that skill set, you know, I'm able to, you know, carve out a role. So this year, I think Wash really, when he came to me about switching positions, and I smile, you know, from ear to ear. Not only would that, you know, I think help us out as a team, but I think also personally for me to help out my career and probably add a couple more years maybe to it. So I think it's a good switch, and I think this year, I think it's gonna pay dividends.
And a lot of that is the trust you have in Todd, right?
Yeah.
Like, you know that he has your best interest, and
of
this
course
is the right move.
And he talked to me and said, you know, we're gonna put you in the best position to be successful, and then, you know, and that's one thing I appreciate about him. And Dave and Gus, you know, they really, you know, they stand behind me and they really believe in what I can do. And so far, the transition's been going smooth.
Ryan Davis with us, Jaguars defensive end, actually linebacker now on Jaguars.com Live, presented by Everbank. There's a lot of new pieces on this defense. Malik up front, Miles Jacket, linebacker, some new faces in the secondary. A lot of guys that will probably be on the field a lot this year that weren't here last year. How difficult is that to put a group together in such a short time to perform right away week one?
It can be difficult, but with those guys that they brought in, I don't think it'll be difficult at all. I mean, so far OTAs, everybody's been meshing and gelling pretty well, and it's amazing to me how fast guys are working together. You know, and I think that speaks to the character of the guys that they brought in, and, you know, Dave and Gus, they really did their homework on them, and not only did they bring in some great players, but great character guys that, you know, and we all pretty much hang out off the field also, and I think that's very important when we're trying to mesh together on the field.
What will be the biggest difference for you playing auto compared to playing Leo? And it seems like a dramatic jump in responsibility, or a dramatic change in responsibility. Mm-hmm. How do you see it?
I think the biggest thing for me is to just play with my eyes a little better, and then being disciplined in certain formations and stuff like that.
Meaning it in, you just went after it.
Yeah, and you're kind of reacting. And for me, D lineman, I played it my whole life, so it's kind of like natural, you know, reaction. But linebacker, I more so played on the edge. But, you know, this year, you know, I'm kind of lining up at depth at some points. And but at the same time, I think the key part for me is to play on my eyes and get my alignment right. And then once I do that, you know, I can just play fast. And I had a couple good practices and a couple practices where I had a learning experience.
Right.
And, you know, just like my last practice, I think Julius hit me for 2 touchdowns in that last practice. I think that's payback from one practice where I intercepted the ball while I was guarding Julius. So, but at the same time, I think work like that is important for me. Because that's an all-pro tight end right now I'm going against at a, you know, switching position. So, I think, you know, just keep being working like that, I think I'll be fine.
Because my first thought when I heard about it was it'll be an adjustment for you playing the run. But you think it's more...
Yeah. I mean, playing a run...
Getting on the ball and covering tight ends.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, yeah. Because, okay. I mean, I haven't been covering, you know, when I was a Leo dropping in coverage, I didn't have to worry so much about, you know, guys running at me. It was more so, you know, I'm dropping to a zone, special spot.
Gotcha.
But now, you know, in certain coverages, I'm man. So now, you know, I have to guard the guy. And which, you know, my athletic ability, I feel confident in. But at the same time, you know, it's new to me, guarding NFL tight ends. So I think for me, just adjusting to that, you know, just getting good work in practice and keep going at it with Julius and Sterling and Mercedes and all those guys like that, I think I'll be fine.
Let's go to social media. We'll start with question two today off Instagram from Brett McKendrick. Have you been a mentor to any of the new rookies, especially Miles Jack? And if so, what have you taught them?
I mean, Miles Jack, obviously, he just got back that last week. So I haven't talked to him much. But so far, I've gotten cool with the D-line guys, with Yannick and Sheldon, Tyrone, and Jonathan, who, you know, hurt his Achilles. But so far, I've been, you know, trying to drop some knowledge on them whenever I can. And, you know, sometimes they come up to me and, you know, ask me stuff about, you know, pass rushing and stuff like that in the games and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, I try to drop different nuggets of, you know, wisdom and stuff like that just to kind of ease their transition, kind of get them to slow down, because you could tell they're a little excited right now. And, you know, I don't want them to be too overexcited because you still want them to perform come game day.
Let's get to our next question. Then Tyler Oles actually leads us to this question. How are some of those guys and the other new great defensive players looking so far? What have you seen on film from some of these new guys?
They're looking great. A guy who, I don't hate to single him out, but a guy that I'm really excited about, you know, as far as new guys and rookies is Sheldon Day. Every practice, he's doing something. And the guy's first step is amazing. Like it's some place where he goes unblocked. You know, coming from a three technique, and, you know, that's hard to do. But at the same time, you know, we don't have on any pads. So far, looking at him, he looked real good. Yannick looked real good, and Tyrone. I think those three guys right there of our rookies in the D-line room, they're looking real good. I think the future's pretty bright for them.
One more social question from Twitter. Tekken is my world asking, what were your favorite video games growing up?
I think it might be cliche, but I think Madden. I remember I had it on Nintendo 64. I think it might have been my first. It was Madden 64 then. And I think, you know, ever since then, it's been Madden, NBA 2K. But I love Call of Duty. Well, I mean, nowadays. Growing up, it was Madden, but now it's Call of Duty. I just beat Tomb Raider, you know, because I have a lot of time on my hand after workouts. So I beat Tomb Raider in like 2 days, and my fiance couldn't stand it. I was up all night playing it. So Madden's my favorite game, but now I'm kind of branching out in the first-person kind of shooter kind of games.
I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you before you got off. Dante Fowler Jr.
Yeah.
Everybody talking about his athleticism, what he showed in OTAs. You played the position. Your pass rushing drills with him. Is his athleticism that noticeable, and is it that unique?
Very much. Very much so. I think... you know, this whole offseason, I think it's kind of been, well, the time he was hurt, I think it's kind of been getting at him. He was itching to get on the field. Right. But, you know, obviously with the injury he had, you can't. So, but looking at him and how he bounced back in practice and the way he just explodes off the ball and the way he bends and accelerates off the turn, his ankles, like he has extreme flexibility in his ankles, the way he can lean and bend. And I mean, it's unreal. So, I think I'm excited to watch him play. And I think the fans should be very excited to watch him play this year, because he's really going to stress some tackles in the league with his speed. And then once he hit him with a couple moves, I think he's going to be, he's going to be up there with the good guys.
Kind of like John Osier. He has great bend, too.
Great bend.
Yeah.
Well, it's my ankles that are really the key.
That's what it is.
Me and Dante.
Before you go, I know you have a book bag giveaway coming up, right?
Yes.
Before school starts.
Yes, I have a back-to-school bash. I'm doing July 15th in my hometown of Tampa. Right there at Dottier Middle School from 4 to 8. If anybody's down there, you know, come down there, hang out. I'm giving away backpacks, 500 backpacks, food, games, music, you name it. I'll just be out there hanging out. And I hope to bring it up to Jacksonville. You know, this is my second year doing it, but I hope to bring it up to Jacksonville very soon and, expand it a little bit.
Awesome. Yeah. We'll look forward to that in mid-July. Hey, thanks for your time today. Well done on the first pitch.
Thank you. Appreciate
and,
it.
And maybe you can get some work in downstairs on throwing strikes.
Yes, something. I need it. I need it.
Ryan Davis, thank Jaguars you. Linebacker, joining us on Jaguars.com Live. The Stadium 5K is coming up at Everbank Field. Get ready to run Saturday, August 13th, the second annual Jaguars Stadium 5K. For complete race details and online registration, visit firstplacesports.com. That's 1ST Sports, 1STPlaceSports.com. An early bird discount ends today. John, you got to use the code JAGS5K.
So you're almost late for the early bird at this
point. This is the last chance to be an early bird today. Fun day today. Ryan Davis throwing out a first ball, joining us on the set. And well done, Johnny.
Well, and as I think a lot of fans who get a chance to meet the team know, Ryan Davis truly one of the good guys on this team. And I think it showed again in the interview. He's got a lot of work ahead of him in terms of adapting to the auto position. But what a remarkable story it is to have been as versatile and to have done what he's done in this league. So nice to have him on.
Thanks to our crew, Max Hockman, Dave DeCandis, our guys back at the stadium across the street for John Osier and Ryan Davis. I'm J.P. Shadrick. We'll finish with a live look inside the baseball grounds of Jacksonville. Thank you for watching Jaguars.com Live, presented by Everbank.